This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader, Brittany Benitez. Brittany has been the Chief Nursing Officer, Vice President, Advent Health, and she's spent, I think, almost the last 20 years of her career with the Advent Health system. And Advent Health, for those that are not familiar, has grown into one of the best systems in the country, with more than 50 plus hospitals, I think $12, $14 billion in revenues or so, and wonderful, wonderful leadership. Brittany, can you take a moment and tell us about yourself and about your career?
Absolutely. Thanks for such a warm welcome as well. I'm so proud to have worked at Advent Health in our Central Florida community for just over 18 years. I started out when it was Florida Hospital while I was in my nursing program, and was so fortunate and blessed to be able to grow from a nurse resident in our ICU critical care. I worked for 5 years on night shift in our critical care, and then was able to really grow my leadership throughout the organization. And most recently, the last 2 years of that being the chief nursing officer here at our Orlando campus, which is our quaternary hub. That campus houses not only our adult population, but our women's and children's, and we're just shy of 1,400 beds on that campus. It's grown incredibly. Our community continues to grow with over 1,000 new people moving into Central Florida every week. So excited to see how we can serve our community going forward.
Thank you. And just an amazing career. Take a moment, Brittany, and sort of, I always love talking to people who've been in the same system for 20 years. I mean, it came up in the old fashioned way, working night shifts for 5 years, built this wonderful career, now a vice president, chief nursing officer at really, I think, the flagship hospital, certainly quaternary hospital and fantastic. Talk for a moment about, what advice would you give to people trying to build careers that they love?
Now, one of the things that I tell everybody is remain authentic to yourself. For me, why did you get into nursing? It's to take care of people. How do you continue to take care of the people that you, either the patients that you're taking care of, the leaders that you lead, the multidisciplinary team? How do you remain authentic and stay true to the caregiving spirit? How do you also invest in yourself and understand what does your organization allow for? Advent Health has blessed me with being able to achieve 3 degrees, not only my nursing degree, but my bachelor's degree, and then my postgraduate degree. And so understanding what you want, how to have your organization support you in that dream and vision, and be very authentic to what you originally got into your profession for. So for me, nursing, and how do I continue to care for the caregiver, and how do I continue to find leaders that want to continue to do that alongside me, and then invest in them. One of the things that I've been so fortunate with our organization is to have leaders who've invested in me. And I know the podcast has highlighted some of our other leaders at Advent Health, and they're visionaries and very transformational leaders. And it's very inspiring to continue to watch those leaders achieve great big things for our organization. And having those role models and reaching out to them, not being afraid to say, hey, how am I doing? Is there any advice that you would give me? And then allowing them part of your journey has been so special and rewarding to be able to have the longevity that I've had with Advent Health.
And take a moment. There's two different things that I want to touch on a little bit just further. One is the commitment to lifelong learning and constant self-improvement. Talk about that as part of one's personal growth, one's professional growth, and how important that is, and finding the motivation to do that. So it's amazing what you've done in this 17 years there or plus.
Yes, motivation is key. You know, there's often times where you have to dig deep, right, and continue to stay focused on what your goals are, and investing in yourself. Nobody else is going to invest in you but you. And that is a mantra that I share with a lot of my team. I can lead you right to the degree or the certification, the learning of a new skill or a new population, but only you can truly invest in yourself. There's been times that I've really thought, oh gosh, is this the right time to do this? I'm a mom of four. And so finding that balance has been really important for me. But at the end of the day, for me, it's a desire to continue to learn how to support my team, how to learn different ways, evidence-based ways to take care of the growing and diverse community. And there's no way that I can be the very best version of myself or be able to provide the best advice or input to our strategic planning if I don't go out and say, you know what, I actually don't know this, I need to become an expert, or I need to reach into the experts in the area and learn. And you know, for I think one of the most important parts about lifelong learning is just knowing that we're never going to stop, and how you embrace that, how do you find the time, and how do you say it, you know what, not right now, it's not the time, and not be so hard on yourself. If it's not the right time to be able to invest in a new degree or to train for a new certification, but always to just be inquisitive. Whatever room you're in, finding the expert and just asking them a question, starting a conversation. Lifelong learning doesn't need to be a curriculum. It could be who you know, the relationships you build. And that I think will continue to foster that inquisitive curiosity that you'll grow organically through that as well.
Thank you. And take a moment on the concept and the import of investing in fellow team members and growing teams. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yes. So continuing to role model, I think, is first and foremost the role of each of us as leaders. And so being open and vulnerable with your team that either you're on a new journey, a new pathway for learning, whether you're trying to learn a new part of your profession, or if you're looking to gain a certification or start a venture into a new degree, the first thing is just sharing that with your team as a leader. So, you know, being open and vulnerable, letting your team know, hey, I'm in this too. How can we work together with this? It's also providing time and space and opportunity for your leaders to also, or your team to also invest in themselves. Some of that just comes on your daily conversation of understanding what's their bandwidth, what are they working on, is there any way you can help to prioritize what they're doing, because we know that them investing in themselves is going to pay off for us in the long run. And so how do we help them find that balance? How do we support them if there's something that they're needing from us to achieve their goal or their certification, their degree? And then being very open in your private conversations with your leaders or your team about what can I do to help you? What can I do to reduce the stress? Is there any type of flexible scheduling that I can help provide you with so that you can achieve this goal? And make sure that they know how important it is and how important it feels to you that they're achieving this, because a lot of their success is your success, right? And so being along that journey, supporting them, giving them the tools, whether your organization provides any type of education assistance or certification assistance, is key to being able to support that, but also time. And then reward and recognition. When your team does achieve that milestone, how do you recognize them, whether it be private or public? How do you show and continue to foster the excitement for them to go achieve more?
Thank you very, very much. And take a moment on this year, Brittany. What are you most excited about and focused on this year?
I am so excited to have a full workforce, a full team. The 3-4 years through the pandemic, there was a lot of uncertainty. And it feels really good this year to know that we have a full team that is 100% Advent Health employees, mission-driven employees who are excited to take care of our community, who are excited for the diversity that's coming into our community, and being able to have and add a whole new generation of our workforce. I don't think we've seen such a diverse of generations in workforce. And so I'm learning every day how to continue to to lead and learn from such a diverse generational nursing workforce. And let me tell you, I'm learning so much every day about that and how we connect and what's meaningful and what resonates, how we have to, as leaders, become more agile and flexible, and how we need to do it swiftly, because our generations and our team are wanting that from us. But in the return, they're giving so much care and love to the community. And it's really exciting to be on the other end of the pandemic and see so many people wanting to come take care of the community and come back into healthcare.
Thank you, Brittany. And what a pleasure to visit with you today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure. What an inspiration. What an awesome career. What great leadership. And it's so nice to hear that about, the relatively full staffed again after such a challenging couple of years with truly AdventHealth employees and not all contract people. And God bless the contract people, but thank goodness for having your team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely could not have done it without our travel team at the time, but love having our core mission team back on campus. It feels really great. And the community we're really embracing the community and taking really great care of them. So it's been an amazing journey for sure.
Really fantastic. Brittany Benitez, thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.